Blog Talk Radio.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy, and I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He leads. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He leaves salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my heart. The world around me, I see His loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that He is leading. Through all the stormy blast, the day of His appearing will come at last. For He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus, He lives today. For He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. Oh, He lives, He lives, salvation to Him. He showed Himself to me.
He's so real to me. He lives within my heart. Thank you.
your mouths all over this room. Open up heaven, open up.
Thank you for joining us tonight. I pray that you can hear me very well. Those who know how to reach out, let know that you can hear. I thank you for coming on tonight. You could have been anywhere else doing anything that you want to do tonight, but you chose to listen to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. God bless you. I'm going to open up with prayer. Okay, I'm trying something different tonight. my position where I normally do the radio, I'm not in that same spot anymore. So if you can hear me, let me know you can hear me clear. Okay, give me a second. I just thank you, Father God, I thank you for tonight. I thank you. Those that's on here, Father God, I cover the radio, I cover the airway, Father God, I cover it up under your protection, your head, your protection. We are covered up under the blood of Jesus. Father God, I decrease, you increase. You know what your people need tonight, Father God. You know some need a breakthrough. You know some need a miracle in their body, in their marriage, in their home. You know it all. We cannot hide anything from you, Father God. This is your radio station. Father God, I just ask the Holy Spirit to come in and have its way, Father God. You know it all. So, Father God, I ask that the covering, your covering, I count angel all around and about me, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit speak through me, through your word. I'm just your vessel. I'm just your mouthpiece. And, Father God, I humble myself. Father God, I ask that you open heaven. Let me see the things that you want me to see. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for tonight. I thank you for protecting us. I thank you, Father God, that you go ahead and make the crooked place straight. I thank you for your living word. I thank you for your peace. I thank you, Father God, for open doors and shedding doors. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the PGN family. All the hosts, I thank you for covering them and protecting them in the name of Jesus. Okay, let me see some. All right, I'm gonna have to do something. Okay, so all right, we gonna pray that this don't go in and out. Like I said, I'm in a new position. I'm not in my area where I normally do my talk. Okay, let's see. Okay, I kind of had something plugged up so I can put laptop. I had to unplug it. So I'm glad that y'all can hear me clear. Let's get into the word. I don't want to hold y'all too long tonight. It's a lot of activity going on. People have their own coming, the fur, you know, but I'm just so grateful and blessed that those who choose to come on, those that want to hear what God has to say for the people, those that's in the need of prayer. So as I'm speaking the words, you say a prayer for me as well, and say a prayer for all the hosts that come on PGN 24 hours, 7 days a week. Tonight, I want to talk about staying on the word of God. This season, and remember, the ship already happened. We have to stand on the word of God. There are so many things that's going on in the earth. I was talking to the Father last night of things that I have been seeing. You know, I had a dream early this week that there was two suns. There was two suns in the sky, S-U-N. I had a dream about two suns in the sky. You know, we know over there in China, wherever, they spotted two suns. You know, people are saying they see two suns in the sky. But early this week, I had a dream about two suns, S-U-N, in the sky. And God is really speaking to us in, you know, in the prophetic realm. He is really speaking to us. Some people experience the supernatural. I'm talking about the real supernatural. But I'm telling you, I am seeing a lot of things, and we got to be aware. We have to be aware. And we also, this thing that's going on is trying to take the souls of our young generation. Now, remember, all soul belongs to Christ. All soul, he's the creator. But we are in the season. We've been in that season where we can hear the woe. Woe unto them that's making evil good, good evil. We are in that season. We are in that season where Jesus warns us in the book of Matthew, be aware of the false prophet. You know, those who, the false prophet, false messiah, those who are going to perform the fake miracles, signs and wonders in that. You have to understand and how you going to know what season we are in. You have to have a relationship with your heavenly Father. You have to get in his word. You have to pray. You have to consecrate. You have to turn down your plate. You have to fast and pray in order to understand what season we are in. Everything that's in the great book is prophecy. He warned us. He warned the disciples then, and that goes for us in this century. I was talking to the Father about some things I've been seeing, and this just gives us confirmation. A couple weeks ago, I sound the alarm. Y'all about to see some strange things that we never seen before. Our children is going to see, our grandchildren are going to see things we never seen before, because the great book is going to be fulfilled. We are going to hear things and see things that a lot of people don't be able to handle. A lot of people ain't going to believe what they see and what they hear. It's already here. It's already here. The reason why we got to stand on the word of God. We got to stand on the word of God to protect us. To provide extra protection around our home, our family, our property. We have to stand on the word of God. And in the word, because we know who is the word, who created the word. We know that from the beginning of Genesis. And we know that in the book of John. He already let us know he was the word that came here flesh. And so after Jesus went back to the Father, many things for us, he said, I'm going to leave you with a counselor, which is the Holy Spirit. That's how we connect to him. That's how we connect to the Father. But Paul, one thing I like about Paul teaches us how to die to flesh. Paul was going to the church. He was in love with the church, how to carry yourself. He was telling them. He was correcting them. He was an overseer. He was an apostle. He was an overseer. He was getting things in order where it needs to be. A lot of these apostles out here, they don't even know the true meaning of a apostle. Paul, in the book of Ephesians, that even Paul was telling them, the same person you crucified, the same person you killed, he was a perfect example. He was talking about Yahshua. He said he was a perfect example. You killed him. He's an innocent man. You murder him. He came. I'm going to do the same thing you seen him do. I'm still going to carry his word. I'm still going to speak the gospel, the truth. And he was telling us to put on the whole armor of God. When you go to Ephesians 6, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days. If you don't believe, we are now, God, he's still God Almighty. God sees everything. His eyes go to and from this earth. Nothing catch him by surprise. God would tell one angel to come to this earth and wipe this earth out. He did it before. He will do it again. Whenever he's ready to do it. But until that day, he's telling us we need to stand on his word. In order to keep peace in our home, we need to stand on his word. In order to keep a manifestation in our body, we need to stand on the word of God. We have to believe that we are healed. Not only if we're going to read the word, we got to have faith and belief in the word. And you got to do your part as well. Man, you saying that you are healed, but you are putting junk in your body. And that junk is causing pain in your body. Come on. You saying you believe the word, but you got stinky thinking. It's easy to have stinky thinking. That's why you have to pray, deliver me, O Lord. It's me that stands in the need of prayer. My mind's kind of wandering. Help me to cast down these thoughts, these imaginations. You tell us in the word that the weapons of our prayer is not carnal, but it's mighty to you by pulling down strongholds. We have to put on the whole armor of God. Every piece, and Paul let us know, we need every piece in this season, in this hour. We need every piece. We cannot leave the house without the whole armor of God. I hope somebody understand that. Why Paul had it right. You, me, our children. You should be teaching your children this. You should be teaching your children about the, let me tell you, this ain't the time to teach your children by patty cake, bake the man prayer. Roll it. This ain't the time. You got to tell your big children. Because I'm telling you, the stuff that they put on the internet, the stuff they got on TikTok, YouTube, and Disney World, all this stuff that they got, they are deceiving the children. They trying to get the mind of your children. So you cannot play with this thing. You cannot play with it. You got to teach these children about the whole arm of God. You got to teach the children how to apply the blood of Jesus. You got to teach these children how to pray. What's the difference between spiritual warfare prayer and a patty cake prayer? I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. We are in some strategic time. We got to teach the children that, yes. Let me tell y'all something. I'm finna show y'all something. I'm finna give y'all something, and I want you to take it to God for yourself. Because this is what I was talking to my father about last night when I seen this old mess that they are teaching your children. Well, see, I remember my son, he had a vision, a dream about people gonna come out and say they got superpower. They are coming out saying, see, I warn y'all, they're coming out saying they got power. When I get my superpower, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Y'all going to see me flying. Y'all going to see me run on water. They kind of superpower. You better go ask God about that superpower. You better go ask God about what are he saying about transplant. You better go ask God about the other one they doing. Help me, Holy Spirit. Traveling, you better go see God and ask him what he's saying. You better go ask God about the human avatar. You better go ask God about the reptilians. Hey, you better go ask the Father what he's saying and his business of him, because these are the things that they're teaching the young generation. Oh, somebody gonna be, I don't know if I hit a spot tonight, but you better go ask God about these things, because it's out there, and they are teaching the young generation. You need to stand up for your children. You need to teach your children how to stand in the word of God, because they are teaching your children it's okay to be a certain type of way. It's okay to wear your hair a certain type of way. It's okay to touch yourself and masturbate. It's okay for you to be confused in your identity. This ain't the time to hide things from children. It's not the time to open the book and whoop them the word. Because in our house, we don't serve the law. If you don't, your children are going to be dragged and pulled by the society. And the way the society is messing them up. Look at the people that don't even believe in the same God you believe in, and they raise and they open buildings and call these buildings churches. Oh, y'all better open your eyes and see what's going, really going on. In Ephesians 6, put on the whole of God that ye might be able to withstand in the evil day and have done all to sin. You got to get this in the young generation. You got to feed them with the word. So God, what I did, I put word all around my house. Go in the bathroom, words up in my tray, words all through my house. Before they went out the door, one of the Bible verse, and I had pictures, was put on the whole arm of God. I had it all on my icebox. All in the bedroom. You got to stand and have a Lord's gear about with truth. You got to teach the young generation what is real and what is not real. You got to teach the young generation, not just the young generation. We got to be taught. We can't teach nothing. We don't understand it. We can't teach nothing. We don't have a relationship with Yah. We can't teach them nothing if we messed up, our mind messed up. We can't teach them nothing if we've been dealing with perversion and lust. We can't teach them. We got to clean our own. We got to know and understand what the word really means. Because if we don't understand, how can you teach your household? If the man don't know your identity, how he gonna understand order? How he's gonna lead his wife and his church unto Christ? When he don't know who he is himself, and he don't have a relationship with Yah himself. That's why it's so important for us to get in the word. We got to eat the word. We got to bathe in the word. We got to wash ourselves down with the word. We got to drink the word. What are you feeding your spirit? What are you feeding your temple? Your body is a temple. What are you putting inside of your temple? Oh, because I know what some of the young generation are feeding their temple. About the helmet of salvation, the breastplate. What is the sword, which is the word of God? Why you need the shoes? Why do you need your feet shod and with the preparation of the gospel of peace? Because when we say, let thy word be a lamp unto thy feet to lighten up their pathway, we want the word in feet and be the word to their feet. We want them to walk in peace. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I can take it for myself. He also let us know above our take the shield of faith. So you will be able to quench all the fiery dark of wicked. We got off the helmet of salvation for the peace. Before they really whooped Yahshua, they put the thongs, those thorns on his head. He bled from his head. The enemy wants to mess with our mind. When they have think, he want to oppress. And he's already oppressing this young generation. And tell us, you can't put on the whole arm of God if you don't have a relationship with Yah. You can't put on the whole arm of God believe that Christ, the Messiah, is real, and you can't even get the Father until you accept him, because he let us know he is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. You can't even put on the whole armor of God if you don't believe in his word. You can talk it all day long, but if you don't believe that his son, that he came down here as the word, he came down here and he was crucified and he was buried in 3 days, for 3 days laid down, he was buried, and then he got back up and he was in this earth for 44 days before he went back to his father. You don't believe that, you can't put on the whole armor of God. You got to pray always, always pray with supplication in the spirit. And we always got to watch. You got to watch. The reason why stuff is going over some people's head, you know, you can't say you're a watchman, but you ain't watching what's going on in the earth. You can't say you're a watchman, but you don't know the season and the time. You can't say you're a watchman, and God's been telling you to be a word. You got to be a word of your surroundings. You got to be a word of the false prophet and the wolf in sheep's clothing. Can he give you six things? How can he give you the mystery when you don't even have a relationship with him? You're not standing on his word. How can you open your mouth and be bold when you don't even believe in the word? You don't believe that he can heal you. You don't believe that he can deliver you. Come on, y'all. Even when we look at Hebrews, stand on the word. I'm going to stand on the word. I don't care how much it goes. You just don't know. People ask me, how are you keep going? I just can't believe. I mean, somebody called me and they said, I just can't believe you was out in nowhere all by yourself. I applaud you. You're very bold. Either we going to believe that he's going to protect us, or we ain't going to believe. Either we're going to believe he's our shield, our buckler. We're going to believe that he's our strong power. We're going to believe, either we believe when we read Psalms 91, he got angels charge over us. We got to stand on the word of the living God. Hebrews 4 and 12 tell us, for the word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. I don't know about y'all, but I remember one time I did something, and the Holy Spirit got hold of me. It was like a sword going through my body, made me bent over and say, okay, okay. I would correct you so quick. You got a calling on your life, and you teaching people with clean hands and pure heart. He ain't going to let you get away. Minister, you ain't gonna be able to get away with it, because you know the reason why you ain't gonna be able to get away with it, because you fear God. When you fear God, God ain't allowed you to do certain things. Oh, that word is gonna get you. That's how you know who's really on God's side. That's how you know who really feared God, because some things you just gonna let out your mouth. Trust me on that. Trust me on that. When it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, you better believe it. When it appears even to the divining of your soul and spirit and all the joints, and now you better believe that. I'm telling you what I know. Even in 2 Timothy, let us know his word. All the Bible verse is given by, and it's supposed to inspire us. It's supposed to encourage us. reproof, for correction, for instruction in the righteous. If you're a righteous one, you won't be corrected by the word of God. And that's why I know a lot of people's not in the word. Because if they were in the word, if they was in the word, the book of Proverbs is a book that whoops you. If the book of Proverbs is going to correct you. The book of Proverbs is going to give you wisdom and direction. A lot of men that's married, they must ain't be that doing their wives wrong. They can't be in his word. Because when you read the word, God's going to remind you of his word. He's going to remind you of the book of Proverbs. And you ain't do your wife. You ain't going to do your husband wrong because he's going to correct you. You ain't going to get away with it. Isaiah 23 tell us, is not my word like a fire? He said, my word is like a hammer that break it, the rocks into pieces. And I remember when the Holy Spirit said, there's a breaking in the spirit. God is breaking up a lot of stuff. He's breaking. That's his word. He speak a word. He will release. Let me tell you something. When you get, when you want the prophetic, you begin to see all types of weapons. I done seen a hammer. I done seen a flash hammer. And that hammer do break things up into pieces. That flash hammer breaks things down into pieces. God back his word. You got to know the word. We got to stand on the word. We got to have the word in us. We say it is written. You better believe it's written. He's not going to change his mind. God is not a double-minded. That's why we got to be careful how we minister to each other. We got to be careful about what we saying, because if you don't say God said this, and then you better change your mind, God don't change his mind. Sometimes he will change his mind, but you got to know the difference. Said something, you best put it on money. That's what God said. If he spoke to you through the spirit, or some angel come give you the word, if it came from heaven, you better believe it came from heaven. That's it. We just got to stand the word of God. And this, we got to teach our children by his word. We got to teach the children. We got to let them know, is this a playtime? This is serious. The enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. But let me tell you about one that came and took the keys to the king. He took the keys from darkness. Let me tell you about the one that defeated the death and the grave. Let me tell you about him that's coming back. You got to teach, because I'm telling children, even in elementary, talking about I have to go and feed the youth. I will be around the youth. These children, I'm talking about, they, you know, they say things that they should not say. They are claiming to have anxious and anxiety. They claiming these things that when we were coming up, we didn't even know nothing about. They are claiming that they are depressed. They claim that these are elementary children that in kindergarten, third grade, fourth and fifth grade. When we was coming up, we don't talk about no stressed out. I'm depressed. We was out there hostile. We was out there racing. We was out there fighting. We was out there doing everything up under the sun, sneaking and doing. We couldn't wait to get outside. This is a different generation. The society got the house. The society have the household messed up. Because they got two parents working 12, anywhere between, they don't work 8 hours no more. They working anywhere between 12 and 24 hours a day. And a lot of people's mind is on the society. I got to pay rent. I got to pay my bills. These people halfway there, they about to have strokes and heart attacks. They trying to get back to work because they got to pay their bills. Well, you ain't standing on the word. Either we going to trust him or we not going to trust him. Not only you got to watch and stand fast, you got to stand fast in faith, knowing that God will take care of you. So that's all I have to say tonight. We must stand on the word of God. We must stand on the word of God. And we need to encourage. I'm going to tell you something else. We need to start encouraging others. Even leaders need to be encouraged. You need to call and check up on the leaders. You need to pray for the leaders because they're the one that's getting hit the hardest. It's your pastor, your bishop, your apostle. We expect, y'all expect for us to be there for y'all 24 hours, 7 days a week. What you think a cover is, you cover them, the intercessors need to rise up and pray. How can we serve you? What do you need to be, how can we pray for you? And sometimes the God will come, Spirit will come speak to you and wake you up and tell you to pray for a leader. We want to make sure, like I said, there was a washing. And when two weeks ago, the washing of the feet, when Jesus said, we do that to one another. To each other, wash each other's feet. We wash each other's feet with his word. We wash each other's feet by praying. Trying to get down there and wash the feet. So, I thank y'all for listening tonight. We're going to go ahead and take callers because, like I said, I don't want to be on here too long tonight. I say that all the time. But we just going to follow what the Holy Spirit has to say for those that want prayer. And if anyone want to say something and add to what was said tonight, press 1. And when you press 1, I will see you light up on the queue, and I'll be more happy to bring you on. If there's anybody on there that needs prayer, press 1. Or you want to say a word of encouragement, press 1, and they'll put you in the queue. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and move our first caller. Like I said, God might not speak to me prophetic, you know, but I can prophesy to you with his word. You got to understand what's prophesied. Prophesied, speak anything with the word of God. That's the prophecy. The word is the prophecy. So let us move to the first. 954-580, this is Sister LaShawn Messes calling, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn, this is Caroline from Jamaica.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay, thank you.
That's good. Is there a special prayer request you like, or?
Just kind of pray as the Holy Spirit leads you, pray for strength, and just God will perfect everything pertaining to me.
All right. Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I thank you for your word. Father God, I thank you for your peace. The peace, you know, your peace, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I just thank you for sharpening up her tools, her instrument. Father God, I thank you for cleaning everything to be clean on the outside, on the inside, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for a true direction. Father God, I thank you for going to make the crooked place straight. Father God, I thank you for the angel that you have around your daughter. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the protection that you have been protecting her, that you have been shielding her. Let me tell you something. You have angels around you. You have angels around you when you leave your job. I see angels around you when you're on your job. You have to understand, and I believe the Father wants you to know, there are angels fighting your battle. There are angels fighting for you. You've got to speak the word. Sometimes, let me say this. We have angels around us because Psalms 91, all throughout the Bible, let us know there's angels around us. Sometimes angels can sit there and say, well, they ain't open their mouth and say anything. So you have angels that God has given charge over you. You can speak to the mountain. If you say speak to the, you say speak to the mountain, be thou and cast into the sea. That's what it's going to do. The disciples went to him and said, well, why we couldn't do that? He told them, little faith. He told them they faith. He told Peter, little faith. Even when the disciples said there's some that's praying for people and casting out demons, were kind of a little jealous, and Jesus told them, leave them alone. You don't know when, you just don't know how God is going to use people. They might not look like you, but God have them everywhere. And another thing, there'll be people watching us too. We don't even realize people be watching us. Or people watch us, and we don't even know this. I don't know why I just seen that. That's why we got to carry ourselves like Christ. But he's not going to put more on you that you cannot bear. I'm seeing that you got these angels around you, and I'm seeing that you are protected. You are protected. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But I do think that he wants you to search him a little bit more. He wants you to go deeper. He requires more of you. It's easy for us to get overwhelmed. It's easy for us to get drained. It's easy for us to pick up more than what we can. You know, we take on more than we should. But so, Father God, I ask that you balance this thing out in our life, that it will be balanced, Father God. Father God, whatever is trying to distract her, Father God, reveal it to her, Father God. Even when you go into fast and prayer, you're going to have to be in a place of stillness. And people don't understand what that stillness means. That means you got to shut everything down, everything. You're shutting yourself, locking yourself up. Nobody can get in and you can't get out. You got to get to that place like that.
Amen.
And when you get to a place like that, God will reveal what he needs to reveal to you. No distraction. Sometimes, let me give you an example. I used to get in my closet and shut myself up in the closet, and I wouldn't come out until the next day. Really, the next day. I might go in there in the daytime that day, and I wouldn't come out the next day, you know. I'll be in that closet for days. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of people can do that. And trust me, when you get to that level, he'll start really revealing things to you. We can get distracted with our family. You know, sometimes the family can be a distraction. But I thank God for that. I'm just hearing that he's been protecting you, for protecting you. He's been protecting you, and he's been keeping you. And that's what I hear so strongly. You have angels around protecting you. And then he's going to come back and reveal some things to you about some of that protection that you don't you didn't even realize. So I thank you, Father, for the protection. I thank you for hiding her, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are teaching her, you are molding her for her next assignment. Father God, I thank you, and I pray over her family, Father God. I pray, Father God, for the protection over her family. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that you hear her prayers. Father God, I thank you that you supply her needs, and there's just so much that he's want to reveal to you. There's so much he want to talk to you about, but you got to get to that fulfillment. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Did you have any special? I want to speak. I just ask God. There is something I'm trying to see. I heard depleted. What do depleted mean? Your body is depleted. Your body is woe down. Depleted. So, Father, I just ask this. I don't know what is really going on with your body on the inside, but that's why I hear depleted. Depleted. Is that even a word? But that's what I hear.
Yes, it is. It means
it
like
is.
You're exhausted. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Be honest. I was going to sound it out on Google because I sure didn't know how to spell it. Okay.
It is.
I heard that that's going on with your body.
Uh-huh. I have seen dreams. I have been.
I don't know. You need to take some vitamins, but that's just what I hear. I don't know if the Holy Spirit gonna give me more, but it's something going on with your body, and that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
So I just ask that the Father reveal to you more,
right.
And that you get proper. And you get the proper nutrition that you need, that he will reveal what is this really going on with your body. In the name of Jesus.
Okay. Thank you.
So I thank you, Father, for healing her, healing her mind, healing her body, and we come against that attack. Being depleted, we stand against it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it, and we just loosen from heaven, you know, peace in her body, peace in her mind, healing in her body on the inside. In the name of Jesus. Okay, is there anything else?
No, thank you. Thank you so much for praying, for interceding for me. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend.
You too. Thank you. Okay.
Matt, who's calling? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's on? It's Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
I am well. I am just full of joy tonight.
Oh, amen. Amen. We thank the Father. It's so special.
Yes,
forever.
Thank you, Father. I just desire that he in me just increases my desire and obedience and, you know, the desire to please him and walk in his ways. I feel like I got off the path a little bit, and he's been bringing me back, and I'm hungry. very hungry for him more, more.
Amen. They bless those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They shall, as one of the words, and on the word, you shall be filled. Don't fill you up with more. So, Father God, I thank you for that filling. Fill up with more you, Father God. Fill up with more your word, Father God. Fill her up, fill her up, fill her up, fill her up, fill her belly up, Father. You will want more of your word, and even more of your love. I feel like you want more of his peace. You've been, you've been asking, seeking for peace. Father God, fill her up with more peace. Fill her up with that peace that she desires, Father God. Give her peace in her home, peace in her mind, peace of rest, her peace of rest. We stand against the night terror that's trying to terrorize her sleep, interrupt her sleep. We just speak sweet, peace sleep in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you just shine your light on her, Father God, that let this be a season that she'll rise and shine, and she'll rise and shine in your glory, in your word, Father God. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for her life, Father God. We bind and we rebuke that restlessness of the thing that's trying to oppress her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. I just heard drink from the well. I was trying to see drink from the well. Thank you, Father. Well, Father, I just ask that you just, you know, let her drink from the cup that's in your hand. Let her drink, you know, whatever this means, drink from the well. Let me pull up something. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Okay. Whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will come in him. The water welling up to eternal life. Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you for the water, because you know you, when you drink for what he has for you, you will never thirst again, and that you will be filled up with it. Because I'm like, drink from the well. So I just ask God to give you more interpretation about that. But I'm looking at the Bible. I don't know. That's in John. I can't see John chapter 4. John, is that's just a great book.
Okay.
Welling up into eternal life. And so, Father God, I just speak that she will help that eternal life, that eternal peace. That kind of peace of mind, that it would just well up in her on the inside, that when she drinks from the well, that's going to be your promise, that you're going to give her that kind of life, that peace, everything she needs to operate, to focus, to stay in your will. So, Father God, I thank you. Now, you say, when you ask, it shall be given to you if you believe it. If you believe it.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father God, I thank you. With your living water, fill her up with your true living word, in the name of Jesus. And I thank Father God for that peace, that you're going to dress her with peace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I believe and receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your peace.
You're welcome.
Joy, thank you. I love you and appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, sweet. Just thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless
you. Oh, God bless you. You have a blessed night.
You too.
All right.
Lashawn, this is Donovan and Tanya.
Hey, Lashawn.
Wow. How y'all doing? It's been a long time. How y'all doing?
I know. Good.
We're doing good.
Good. How's
the
family? How's the children?
They doing fine. We just, you know, finally put everybody to bed. And but everybody's fine. Everybody healthy. Everybody, so... You know, thank God.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, do y'all have a special prayer request tonight?
Yeah, I'm just praying for you know, a clear path. Just a clear path to God. You know, just give a direction on what's the next move. It's been a trying season.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we're just praying, when it's time for us to come out of this season and enter, you know, the next season that he has for us, but also like a clear path and give us direction on which way that he wants us to go and for us to follow it. So that's basically what's in my heart right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Father God, we just thank you for this marriage couple. Father God, we thank you for directing them, Father God. I'm just praying, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for clearing the path, Father God. But I pray that there will be no hindrance. There will be nothing stagnating, y'all, that y'all, whatever the Father put in front of y'all, believe it and walk through it. That's just like walking on the water. Even though Peter was like, I don't think I can walk out there on water, but he took that chance. And as long as he kept his eyes on Christ, he was doing good. But, you know, then he got distracted, and then he began to go under. Even though he went under, Jesus still reached in there and grabbed him up. And so I just pray that that faith, that unshakable faith, that childlike faith, when he do open the grand door, that y'all will believe that this is the Father and that y'all walk through it. You don't look back like who you leaving behind. Oh, I can't do so-and-so, this and this. Something is just y'all. Something y'all don't have to do together. And don't look back, don't look to the right, that y'all believe this is it right here. This is the grand open. We're going through this together. Because once we get on the other side, you know, God continues to do what he's going to do. You're going to know when God do something, he's going to do it good. When God do something, he's going to do it big. You know, we might have to go through some trials and tribulations to get to that grand finale. But when he does, it's going to be a celebration. Everybody can't celebrate. I don't know why I'm saying this. Y'all know. But everybody can't celebrate with y'all. Some things is just going to be a celebration between you and your wife. It's going to be a celebration between you and your wife and the Father. Your family. Your family. Your wife, your children, and the Father. And so... I just pray that y'all will know when he does open this door and that he leads you, that you will know without a shadow of a doubt it is the Father. It might not look good when you're on the other side because you can't see what's behind the door, but once you get behind there, you will know without a shadow of doubt this is it, where we need to be. This is what we need to build. This is our direction. This is what we need to move. This is what he's shifting us to. And so you just got to trust the process. It might not be easy. It might not feel good, but trust the process. I don't know if y'all, I don't even know what I said. I don't know if y'all can relate. I don't know. But trust what the Father got ahead for y'all. Don't just keep going.
Amen.
Just keep going. It might look ugly. Amen. It might not look right. But he know what's right for Donna and Sonia. He know what's right for y'all.
Yes.
Amen.
He know what's right for y'all. I just pray over the business. I pray over the business. I see that y'all been contemplating on a business, a business plan, and I see you got a business idea, Donna and your wife got a business idea.
Yep.
It's like both of y'all got these business idea. Y'all contemplating. Trust God. Write it down and say, God, give this to you. What are you saying about it? How, give wisdom, how do we go about it? It's going to be, how can we serve, how can this business serve your kingdom? Every door that needs to be closed, who needs to be connected? The one that don't need to be connected, remove them. And connect to, sometimes you just got to be, connect us to the visionary, the trillionaire, connect, you know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, you're right.
And ask God to direct that when you direct my path. When he give you, he might say, no, this is not the door you need to go through. I don't want you to go with this person. I don't know. I'm going to shut this door. You don't have to let him shut the door and let him open the door, because God shut the door to protect us. Trust me on that. I just had a door shut on me. He shut those doors to protect us. Don't get mad. Thank you, Father, for shutting that door. It might hurt. It might hurt, and you know, pick yourself up and keep going. Thank you, Father. You knew what was ahead. You knew the danger. You knew that you knew, so he would shut the door. Even when we think this is of God, God did this. Sometimes the enemy will set us up like this. This is of God, because it was so cool and so right. And then once you get there, God, bam, shut the door. I'm telling you, it just happened to me.
Amen. We receive it. We receive the words. And, yeah, we do have, we both have, like, you know, ideas and things that we've been, you know, praying about and trusting God for. And that's all part of the direction. Because, you know, sometimes you take steps forward, then you get pushed back. Then you try to go forward, then you get pushed back. So, you know, right now we just asking God for strength, and which he's already doing. And then, you know, and just to, okay, give us the instructions and direction on, you know, how to go about, what is the first step, you know, to what he's going to do next. We do have ideas, and I give it to God. I continue to give it to God, and I ask him to, you know, to bless it, bless our dreams, bless the ideas that we have, and that they come to pass. And, you know, just like you said, you know, you write it down and you just give it to him. And we, you know, wait for him to give us the wisdom and the knowledge as to what step to take, when to move, and you know, for us to just be keen to hearing him, and to make that move whenever he tells us to do it.
Right. And it's not only y'all. A lot of people, as I even said, when is gonna be the breakthrough? God got to let some things unfold. God got to let Come and follow God.
I think you said the key word. You said the key word. It's just like you said, because that be in my mind. I'd be like, when is going to be the breakthrough?
Mm-hmm.
But he just answered, you know, God got to let things, you know, unfold, I guess.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. if you now, it might not be the right time. Knowing things
yeah.
that's going on in other places. You know, I know about business because I have business. And I say, well, they say if you go to this person, go this person, they'll help with your business. They'll give you to start your business. But it seems like the doors have been shut. But you got to realize that might not be the company he wants you to get the money from. We don't know that company going to be around that shit. We don't even know they're going to be around in 6 months.
Mm.
So everything is on his timing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
we just got to be in a place where we got trust him.
Amen.
And because when he does it, we don't know when he does it. Sometimes we get ourselves thrown out of wheel. We get impatient and incipient. And, you know, we got to get back into reality. They just want the time. They just want the season yet. It ain't the time in the season. And it's okay.
Yep.
Mm. And then I'll tell you another thing. God be trying to remove people out of our lives too. Come on, people, forgetting about that. God be trying to move people out of our lives because what he got for us is not for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Amen.
That's true.
God be protecting us. We gotta realize God be protecting us even from our closest friends and family. Sometimes
yep.
he got to remove things. Sometimes he got to make sure he got. Sometimes he got to change our heart because some of us too compassionate, some of us too nice. When he do blesses us, we probably give it all to the wrong people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I know God is doing something. You know, I just always feel like it. You know, just right now, it's just a season of breaking and you know, reconstructing. You know,
that's
he's
it.
Doing some work. He's doing some inner work, and you know, he's moving. He's moving. And sometimes when God moves, you know, in your life, you know, it doesn't feel good. You know, just like you mentioned earlier, it doesn't feel good, but it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you pray about something, you pray about a certain level you want to get to, and in actuality, you know, these are the answers to your prayers. You know, God is just, one thing I always put in my mind is the destination that you want and you pray for, the thing that you pray for, it's already prepared and it's already ready for you. It's already there. You know, just like for Abraham, he already had the sacrifice waiting for them. But it's just that he's getting you ready. You know, he's getting you ready for it. But yeah, what you pray for is already there. It's already created. It's already it's just waiting for you to you know, it's waiting for you. So that's what God is doing. Is like when you pray for something, it's like God prepared you for whatever you pray for, you know, because the thing is already there. It's easy for him to get, but the hard part is just getting us to be ready. So that's what he's doing, you know. So I know what he's doing. It just, you know, at times it's painful, you know, it's a breaking. But, you know, I've learned to just go with the flow and, you know, let his will be done. You know, let him do what he's going to do. You know, and I just go with it, you know, go with it. And I try to go with it as much as I can and try to let his will be done and just submit to the process, you know. And but I continue to pray for, I just keep my eyes on what I pray for and the things that God promised me, you know, and that's what encourages me. So,
amen. then, you know, we got to remember what we pray because God is working. That's why things been shaking up and rattled in our life, because you got to remember that you pray for. If you say you want to close the counter with him, and then everything, he start moving everything out the way, well, you remember what you pray for? You say you want more of him? Okay. And he start moving everything, shutting things down in your life. Remember what you prayed for. Okay, you say you want more of me. In order for you to get more of me, I got to move this person out the way. I got to shut this down. I got to take you off that job that you idolized. Come on. You got to remember what you prayed.
Mm-hmm.
Say you want more of me. So that I'm answering your prayer.
Yeah.
You say you want your own business. So then you say you want your own business. So okay, laid you off. You said you asked me saying you want your own business. So here you go. You can't get your own business because you're gonna keep working on that job, working 15, 12 hours on that job. But you say you want your own business. You ain't got time to work on your own business. Come on, y'all got to know the ways of God. Remember what you asked for. And then when he starts moving, you got to know. You remember what you prayed. I want to be an entrepreneur. Well, you got to start somewhere to be an entrepreneur.
Yep.
So there you go.
You're right about that.
So, got to start here. You got to go here. You got to do this. You got to be able to find things. You got to get a blueprint. You couldn't do it because all your time was up on the job. You were spending more time on that job. You weren't happy on that job. You were miserable on that job. The job was stressing you out. I was trying to pull you away, but you were staying there, so I had to allow them to let you go. Come on. Praise of God. Remember what you prayed. You've been praying for all these years. You want to have a closer walk with him. And then when you pray that you want a closer walk with him, what's distracting you from him? There you go.
Now
you got more time to do work. I want to serve you. I want to serve your people, but you can't serve the people because you're not at the right place. You can't serve because you're too busy. You tied up with other things. So when you start moving those things and shedding down, oh, why this got this? Well, you see, you want to serve me more. Then you want to serve your kingdom more. So I had to check this, though, in order for you to serve my kingdom. Okay. There you go. Know the way to God.
That's right.
Yeah. Know the ways. Don't get mad. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for shutting that door down. Thank you because you ain't going to put more on me that I can't bear. Thank you, God. You say I'm going to be an entrepreneur. Now show me. Show me how to get it started. Show me what I need to do. Give me some knowledge and understanding. Where am I missing it at? I got to come back to you and see where I'm missing it at. What did I do? So. I just hope it's helping somebody.
Yeah, it's helping me. It's helping us. So
I can do the same thing. We got to sit back down too. How did I miss it? What did I do? I had to sit back down. I had to go back to him. And he'll sit there. He'll let you know where you said. I told you you weren't going to go down this. I told you. He'll let you know. He will definitely let you know.
Amen.
Is there anything else y'all need a prayer?
No, that was it. That was it. We just, I don't know, Tanya, you have anything else you want to pray?
No, same thing that you have mentioned for Pure Path that's it.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it was about the clear path.
And then is what I'm saying. He's not ready to clear the path. You just got to trust him. Step back more. Help. Just do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The path has already been clear. You just got to step out. You got to
just trust him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. We receive that.
Yeah. Just trust him. Just go. Lord, we give this to you. This is what we want to do together as husband and wife, our family. We cannot do it without your approval. So we give this to you. What are you saying about it?
Mm. Well, amen. That's what we got to do.
God will bring the right people. If you pray, connect me with business-minded people, trust me, he will do it.
Mm. Amen.
Mm. There was a season I had prayed that, Lord, show me, connect me with business people. I'm telling you, I met so many business people. They were telling me what I need to do. Do this, this, do this. Go do this. Go get you done. Go, you know, get registered with the state. Then you go get you done. Buy some out for here for about 6 months. You know, make sure you pay. I'm telling you, I was meeting business people. I was lifting. There were business people getting in that car telling me what to do.
I'll take that advice that you gave, and I'll definitely do that, you know, start doing that, and just making it direct, write it down, and offer it to God.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to self approve and tell him, connect you with true business people. Connect me to a millionaire. Connect me, I mean, ask him for it.
Yeah, will do.
And I'm telling you, God is in the business where he's releasing wealth. He's wanting people to have their business.
But that was it. That was it. We prayed for it. But I'm going to definitely take what you said and, start applying that to write it down and offer it to God and just be direct with what we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all do it together, fast together, pray together, and stand their word together.
Amen. We will.
The enemy don't like when husband and wife stand together. And he's going to try to do everything to try to turn that apart. Because he doesn't like it.
Yeah, we know. We've been dealing with that for a long time, and but we continue to get together, pray, and fight against them. So we definitely know how the devil operates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, all right. It's so nice to hear from y'all. Thank you for calling in. God bless you, and I will keep y'all up in my prayer for y'all business. And I believe God is already working it out. Just got to confess.
Amen. Well, thank you,
Lashawn.
It was great hearing you, too.
Yes, it's been a while.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. God bless you and your household.
All right. Thank you.
God bless you, too, sis.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Tasha. Yes, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Can't complain.
That's great. Thank you for calling in. Is this your first time calling?
No, ma'am. I talked to you before. No.
Well, thank you for calling back. Is this a prayer request that you have?
Strength for me and my family, and wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and prosperity for my family and me.
All right. You know what? I tell you what, there are certain things that we ask for that move the hands of God. Because, what's that, Solomon, he asked for wisdom. And God, you know, he didn't ask for car, house, and I wonder why he asked for wisdom. And just because he asked for wisdom, God gave him more than what he asked for. Mm-hmm. And so when we have to, you know, understand prosperity, real prosperity, is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Amen.
And we need that. We need that in our everyday life. We need that for our household. We need that to manage our marriage, you know. We need that for our children, to teach our children. We need that to run a business. That's very important. And so when we ask Father for that, he gives more. He will give you more than what you ask for. Because you asking for something, Lord, I cannot do this. I need you to give me prosperity, wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Help me to have understanding of what's going on in my life. Give me knowledge of what's going on. Give me knowledge of your word when I read your word, when I see you. Let me know this is of you, if this ain't of you. I need wisdom, Father God. I need wisdom of how to manage money. I need wisdom of how to do things upon my job. Prepare me. Prepare this day. Prepare, you know, the meal. Prepare what do you want me to eat. Prepare where you need me to go and where you need me to be at in this upcoming season. Father God, I thank you. And Father God, you say we have not because we have not. So Father God, I ask that you, you know, are coming with my sister in Christ. She asking for prosperity. She asking for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But I'm asking that you give her more. Give her exactly what she needs. You know what she needs. Father God, give her that breaking in her finance. You know, anything that tries to box her finance in, let it be broken in this hour. Let her finance be released. Father God, if she needs the deliverance with her children, let the deliverance be done. Deliver her children, Father God. Deliver them from themselves, Father God. I ask in your son Jesus' name, bring healing and deliverance to this family. Bring that type of prosperity to this. And open thy eyes so they can see that you're real. Open thy heart, Father God. And Father God, I speak that you heal them on the inside of their heart, Father God. Father God, direct them in the right path. Lead them that they will lean not to their understanding, but to understanding. Father God, you go and rewrite her story, Father God. Everything people try to write about her and her, I see her saying stuff about your children. God's going to erase everything that was said about you and your family because whatever God created, it is good. And so he look at you and your household and your family, it is good. I don't care what's going on. He look at it and say, it is good. God set up on your family. He got his hand up on your life and your children's life. Believe that he got his hand up on them.
Amen.
Look, the dog right here. No, that's my son, dog. He's her boy because he closed the blind. So I do apologize about that. But yeah, so God got it. God's going to change it. He's going to change it. You know, sometimes we got to give us changing up, going, changing up, you know, our clothes, our spiritual clothes. I'm going to tell you, you keep hanging in there. You keep your head up. And you keep believing that God got you. God got everything in his plan. He know the plan that he has for your life and your family life, and it is good. That's what words say. It is good. And you keep believing that. You keep standing on the word and you keep speaking the word and you have the faith that the changes have already started in your family, even with you.
Amen.
And so I'm going to say this. I don't know if you know this. The Father do speak to you. You know that, right?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
I see he speaks to you. I don't know that he speaks to you. Well, I see dreams and vision, but he do speak to you.
Amen.
I don't know if you know this, but I do see you operating in the prophetic.
Amen, amen, amen.
So, amen. And you do have the spirit to learn and stuff.
Amen.
This is
amen.
Not nothing.
Thank you,
you've been like that, but don't the enemy try to mess with your mind. What God showed you, I always go test the spirit. Ask God if this is you.
Amen.
And he tell you to speak and give a word, you give a word. I don't know, do you do that? I mean, have you gave prophetic words before?
No, I speak what God tells me to speak to people, but all my life from a kid, I always had dreams and visions. I can see stuff before they happen. If I'm awake or in my sleep, I can see the vision and it'll come to reality. And I didn't know what I was dealing with until I would tell my mom I seen it before it happened, and then she'll confirm it, and we'll both confirm it because I told her before it even happened. So it was kind of scary to me because I was a kid, you know, because I didn't know what it was. I mean, I could see stuff before it happened.
Right. You're a seer. That's operating in the prophetic. You're a seer. Wow.
Yeah. Sure.
I'm not saying that you're struggling with it, that you try to wipe it out by doing the other things, but look, God gave it to us. It ain't going to go away. He gave it to us.
Yeah.
And he gave it to us so we can pray. Yeah, a lot of people can see things. They can actually see demons and everything. Well, now I'm not saying that's part of their gift. Either they gonna be able to deliver healing, you know. Yeah, that's a gift that comes from the Father. But these days, people trying to tell you something else. I'm telling you, it's crazy. The more you read your word, God will show you in your word what's your calling.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So don't ask God to, like you said, he's going to show you. He's going to start speaking. One day he probably say, I'm going to give you an example. He probably say Jeremiah. When you hear Jeremiah, it's for you to go read Jeremiah.
Okay.
Or he might say Malachi. It's for you to Zechariah. It's for you to go read it because it's something in there for you. Or maybe your gift, something he showed you is lining up in Zechariah, for example. I remember I seen a vision, the Holy Spirit, that there are war hearts in the earth. So one day I was laying on the couch and I heard Zechariah, see, this is how he operates. And I heard Zechariah, after I heard it, then I heard Zechariah. They let me know I need to go read Zechariah. So when I read Zechariah, there it go. I found the heart he's talking about. You can't see how it works. So pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Pay very deep attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
We might say.
I would definitely.
Go ahead.
I would definitely be having my ear and my eyes to the leading of the Holy Spirit. So when a quickening come into my mortal body and my spirit, I'm going to jump onto that quickening because he's talking to me and telling me what he needs me to do.
Right. And we you know, I just rebuke the distraction that's in your life. And I just pray that you just seek him. The more you get in the word and worship, not just in prayer, but worship him, just spending time with him, your gift is going to be stronger. And you know, God reveals things to people he can trust, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father.
You know, let him do what he need to do, clean you up, and, you know, forgive, release, and, you know, don't hold nothing in your heart, and just trust him.
Amen. Amen.
That's
Amen.
It. Anything
Amen.
In your heart, just release it. Ask God to help you, to heal and deliver you, because when we hold stuff inside of us, the Holy Spirit trying to be released. Like you say, out your belly should flow rivers of little water. We don't want to be trapped. We want to be connected to him. Still speak.
Mm-hmm.
There's a different level.
Mm. Yes, sir. Amen.
Let me use this for example. Let me use this. Maybe you can relate. Now, the Father been to show us something by something. We ain't mature in the spirit. We'll get mad at that person, the person what we seen, but we doing it out of anger.
Mm-hmm.
We telling them off. That's not what he. That's not what he give us the gift to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you got to be mature too.
Mm-hmm.
Some things he shows us to go into secret prayer and pray for that person. If you tell the releaser, you'll let us know. Sometimes when I pray for people, it just come out my mouth. I don't have control of it. Because that's the Holy Spirit coming. You know, something just pop up. There are sometimes I pray, like leaders and stuff, just pop out my mouth. And I say, well, you know, you can't hold it in.
Because there's a God in you that's speaking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you'll know if that's a mature note. You can't get it. It takes time. And God got to trust. Sometimes the Holy Spirit takes over. The Holy Spirit's the greatest intercessor. And when you're a prophet, things will come out your mouth that the Holy Spirit is speaking through.
Mm-hmm. Mhm. Exactly. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
So, is there anything else?
No, I thank you for the prayer. I thank you for the word. I thank you. I receive it all in Jesus' name, and I will be quickened in my spirit to listen and listen for my purpose and the calling of what God wants me to do, and I just want to be used for his kingdom anyway, in Jesus' name. He can use me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Right. He can use the donkey, he can use to you. Let him clean you up. Let him close some doors and, you know, just surrender and repent and let him have his way.
Yes, Lord. Let him have his way in Jesus' name, all the way in my life, in Jesus' name. Yes,
amen.
Lord. Thank you, sister. Have a blessed night and keep up the good work in Jesus' name.
You too. Have a blessed weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Stop. I just hung up. So let's go up. Yeah. All right. 25129. Mess, who's calling? Where are you calling from? Two, five, 229. I will come back to you. Mess, who's calling? Where are you calling from?
My name is Carol. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello.
Hey, Carol. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. God's been answering my prayers, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, that's a good. Absolutely. And you have a special prayer request?
I have a special prayer request is that, the last year I've had about 13 people die, family, friends.
Right.
Unbelievable. So I just pray that their hearts, people will come to Jesus, to know Jesus, and I know that they love the Lord. So I just pray for that. I also pray about a job and finances and to do the will of the Lord and to use my gifts and talents of music for Jesus. And he's been answering my prayers. So wherever he leads me, I'll go.
Amen. Well, Father God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your mercy over people, Father God, over the lost soul. We thank you for your salvation, Father God, because you are drawing them in. And Father God, despite what's going on the earth and what they are doing, there are people crying out. You hear the cries of the saints. You hear the cries of the sinners. And Father God, you even hear them, what must I do to be healed and delivered? What must I need to do to, you know, to live? And Father God, you are sending around. You are sending those to sow in their life, sow your love. So Father God, I thank you for your agape love, Father God, because your love cover all multiple sins. So Father God, I thank you for the salvation of your people, your mercy, Father God, I'm talking about your real grace that we're going to draw these people unto you. I thank you for that, Father God. We honor you for that. And Father God, thank you for the change that you are doing in your daughter's life, the change, the turnaround, that you're turning some things around. You have to move some things. You have to change the mindset in order to get her to the place that you needed her to be. So Father God, I thank you for that. I thank you for, you know, her music, the heart desire, Father God. I don't know if you notice, even when you play music in your home, you're still playing music for the kingdom of God. If it's in your heart, whatever's in your heart, like they say, whatever you speak is in man's heart. It's in their heart. So if you singing, if you can worship, if it's coming out of your mouth and it's in your heart, you're still playing music for the kingdom of God. And I don't know why I'm hearing that, but you're still doing it for him. If it's in your home, poverty, or at a church, because the church is Christ. We the body. And what we do in our home, what we do with our temple, God be pleased how we take care of our temple and what comes to our temple. So if you worship in your home and you're dedicating your home to Christ, and you're playing music in your home, and it's coming from a true temple, you're still playing music for the kingdom. So remember that. I don't know. Just take that. You know, take it and embrace that. So, Father God, I thank you for that, because everybody don't have a voice. Everybody don't know how to play an instrument. So that's just a gift. That's a blessing. So embrace that. When you playing at home, when you singing, you still doing it for the kingdom of God. I don't know. Amen. If you record your music while you at home. Do you record your music while you at home?
I record my music. In fact, I just wrote a song tonight. Anyways, yes, the Lord wants me to go out and do my music, the music that he gave to me. Absolutely. So I do sing in my home. I write music. I praise the Lord and sing to Jesus all the time. And I love him very much. So, yeah, I do sing in churches. And the Lord told me specifically to go out there and start singing for him. And some opportunity to do that. So I sing praising to Jesus, Jesus and I. And, so I do sing in my home for Jesus. And also, he told me to get out there and sing. Yep, sing. I play guitar and. And then I also am praying. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, let me ask you something. Do you have a YouTube channel? Do you have a Facebook page?
No, I don't. I need to get one.
Because because let me tell you something. Get you a YouTube channel, but see the Father first. But I seen that flag in front of me, a YouTube and Facebook. You know, because a lot of people are doing things on TikTok, too. So seek God. Yeah, seek God on that. And start getting your music on Facebook and on TikTok and YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on that. Yep, that's what the Lord told me, to get the music out there. And he'll help me with that. Absolutely. So. TikTok and
I just pray God would lead you in the right direction, but I just think that just what came up social media. So I just pray that God will open the door of opportunity on social media, because your voice can be heard all across the world on social media. So
amen.
That's meaning the same thing. Get out there and sing to my people. But you can sing to your people, to the people in your, because once you dedicate your home to Christ, this is holy ground, this is a place of worship, he will open up the opportunity, he will open door, and it could be through social media.
Amen. Yeah, I absolutely. I know one thing that the Lord told me to get the music out, he absolutely told me that, and also a book that God has had me to write it, and he said he has to get that out. He's been giving me opportunities to meet people, and it's been taking a while, but he's opening up the door. In fact, as far as a job goes, looking for a job, I just had two interviews, going to have two interviews, and the lady that I spoke to today said she wants to hire me, but I have to interview with somebody on Tuesday, and I need to get income coming in. So I definitely, and the Lord wants to give me an opportunity. So it's been a while, and I just had to be patient. But now the doors are opening, my friends. And it's a blessing. We got to go on God's timing, right?
Definitely. I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are making money off of Facebook and YouTube. They making money. I was kind of surprised. I didn't know that. I found out people are making money doing on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok.
Yep. I'm going to definitely do that. I have to ask God to send. I have to ask God to send the people on how to go about doing that. But yes, I have music that I sing for Jesus. And, absolutely.
I give you wisdom how to go by on there. But I know a lot of people be on there and they be promoting music and stuff. A lot of people up there be promoting gospel songs, you know, singing. You know, inspire music and stuff like that.
Yes, I sing for Jesus. He's my number one. I love my Lord. I love our Lord. And just pray about a job, too, because that job, I got 2-3 interviews this week, and 2 of them seem promising. So, and that one definitely that I spoke to today said she wants to hire me, except to have an interview with supervisors on Tuesday. And there's another place I'm interested in. So I just pray that God opened the door and I could, you know, but I've been looking for a job for a while. And the Lord is opening the doors, and things are happening for sure. You know, and I thank God for all that I have. And I love the Lord with all my heart.
And so, Father God, I just ask that you give her a direction of which job you would like her to work. I ask that you give her the reassurance that that's where you need her to be at in this season. Father God, that you would protect her in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I ask that the door would be open, and she's been patient waiting, and she's been seeking you for an opportunity. You know, job opportunity. If this the door, if this the one, I thank you for blessing her, Father God. And Father God, we ask that she will have peace about it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
That it will go well
and it will be well herself. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, sister. Thank you so very much for praying for me. And I thank you for PGN and what you do in the prayers. I absolutely love PGN. It's a blessing. What a blessing it is. So I thank you, and
And thank you for your words of wisdom. And I will definitely, what you're saying, I plan on doing it. And when I do that, I pray that it is successful, meaning that it reaches many, many people's lives for Jesus. It's all about him. Truthfully, it's all about him. And he sends me to where he wants me. And every year of my life is filled with his love and peace and joy. And thank you, sister.
You're welcome. You have a blessed week. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'll go back to this number. 251-229. Where are you calling from? Well, Father, we just pray. We just pray over 251-229. Father God, we pray. I don't know if they sleep. We pray sweet sleep, peace sleep. Father God, we thank you for covering them, covering their household, covering their family. Father God, protecting them, Father God. Father God, we thank you for everything that you're doing in their life, Father God. You know the plan that you have for them, Father God. Father God, we just pray that they will be in the perfect peace and the perfect will, in your will, because you know the will that you put in their life. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. 334-590. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hey, Jayla. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. Well, how can I pray for you tonight?
I don't really have a specific prayer request tonight.
Okay. Father God, we thank you for your daughter. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity. We thank you for new opportunity in her life, Father God. Father God, I'm trying to see how I'm going to say this. But it's like, I'm hearing you saying, Jada, what do you want? I'm hearing, like, what do you want? What do you want? What, and it's the way that I hear it. What do you want? What do you really want? I don't know if you've been going back and forth for the past, where I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to move here, I want to do this. He's saying, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want? And I heard Jayla, what do you want?
Thank you.
You know, make your request known and have faith. Father, this is what I want to do. But is this the will? Is this lining up with your perfect will that you got for my life? This is what I want to do. This is my heart desire. I want to do this right here. I want to do this, you know, but I need to prove it. I can't do it without you. So I don't know if you've been going, if like a spirit of confusion been up you. You don't know what you're supposed to do. You don't know where you're supposed to be at. I don't know if that's, you've been dealing with that lately, but he was like, what do you want? What do you really want? He wants you to be happy. He wants you to have what your heart desires. When we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteous, he's going to give you your heart desire. What do you love to do? What do you really want? And you have to make that decision so you won't be overwhelmed and keep going back and forth like going around that mountain. What do you want? Not what the people want and what they saying. What do you really want? And so whenever you sit down, I don't know, do you write?
I do.
Which is, you know, write, you know, I tell people sometimes, write a letter to God. Just write down how you feel. You think he looking now. You just write down. I have tablets and tablets that I have seen to God. He already know what's in me. Just want you to just talk to him. Sit down and talk to him.
That hit really different on tonight, because that is something that I've been battling with, like having confusion over which way to go, what am I supposed to do, and like I know that we're supposed to have like a healthy expectation of God, you know, for him to like provide for things, but I feel like I've gotten to the place where I was just asking him for, like, I guess just basic things within my life, like, to just straighten out, you know what I'm saying? Like, more or less searching my heart, making sure that I'm making the right decisions and things of that nature. Like, you know, just, I guess, basic things. And I don't know why. I guess for the past few years, my life has kind of been in, like, a weird space. Like, I feel like I've been, like, in a wilderness season. So... For me to, like, even be, like, I guess the whole dynamic of my relationship with God is, like, changing, because it's, like, blessings are coming my way, opportunities are coming my way, but it's almost like I kind of, like, clump myself out of things. It's like, okay, like, no, this is too good to be true. Like, this, you know what I'm saying? Like, things of that nature, like, it's just like, oh, almost like I feel like I attach struggle to blessings and things that, like, I have to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, things of that nature. Like, I have to go through a struggle in order for God to give me something. Or, honestly, I guess just having the underlying belief that maybe I'm not worthy to receive the things that he's promised me, or, like, the things that I've had the visions for, and things of that nature. So, yeah, that is definitely... something that I've been battling with, and I've been journaling extra heavy this week. So it's interesting that you mentioned like the whole thing about writing as well. So, yeah.
And let me tell you something, Jayla, that's good. The things that you've been saying, well, it seems no, you're doing just right. It's okay to ask God to fix my heart. It's okay. God, I need you to write some things. Smile for him. It's okay for you to ask those things. That's still good. You ask him that. But don't limit God and don't limit yourself. Stop putting limitation on it. You are worthy. You are worthy. If he can give it to you, embrace it. Thank him for it. Trust him. Don't keep going backwards. Go forth. Go forth. Take the spot. Don't be playing it over in your mind. God, is this you? Is this you? I'm going to go ahead and step out the boat. And I'm going to believe it's you, because I know they're going to let me drown. And keep going forth.
Thank you.
We refute the limitation, the limitation that you put on God and put on yourself. That there will be no limitation with you in this season.
Yes.
That you will lack nothing. That you will know that it's the hand of God moving in your life to move forward in what you desire, and trust him. That you will have that faith to continue to go forward, not like you hesitate, like you stop and you stuck. Come out of it. It's time to come out the wilderness. It's time to come out.
Thank you, God.
It's time for you to blossom. It's time for you to shine. But you got to believe. You got to believe it within yourself. If you don't believe it within yourself, nobody can believe you know, we can believe, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. But if you don't believe, if you don't encourage yourself, if you don't trust the plan and the process, then you'll keep going around that mountain. You'll stay stuck.
Not true.
You know, a lot of people, they be bold. They'll say, well, I'm leaving the United States. I'm going to go travel. And that's what they do. They get there, they get there. Whatever happens when they get there. But they got their boldness to step out. I'm just going to step out on faith and do it. Some people got there. I'm just going to do it. And some of them people don't even have a relationship. Some of them people don't have a relationship with the family. They just get out there and do it.
That's so true.
Well, I apologize. My son didn't came in the house and made up all the noise. So just trust the process. If he say he gonna do it, trust him. Start thanking him. Thank you, Father. Thank you for doing it. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yeah, that's it. And so encourage yourself to seek the earth over your life day and night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do you have any other question?
What you're saying is really what I needed to hear. Literally, because it's just, I don't know why it's like, I've had this because I don't think that I've always felt like this as it relates to, like, you know, what God has in store for me or, like, what I want and things of that nature. I don't know where this really has come from in a way. And, I'm just going to have to, like you said, like, encourage myself and thank God more, because that's the thing too, like knowing that everything, I guess, because that's another thing too, like seeing the visions that he's given me, it's just like I don't understand how like how things will even come to pass, but I do understand that, like, if the dream wasn't as big as what it is or something, like, you know what I'm saying, like I have to depend on God, like, and he's not going to give me something where I don't have to depend on him for things to come to pass.
Right. You know what?
So that's thankful. You have to really, I'm sorry.
Ask the Father what Bible verse he wants you to read. Ask the Father, show you what word do he want you to read in the Bible. I say the book of Proverbs. But ask God what Bible book he wants you to read.
Okay.
And you read it. You read it. And you keep reading it. It might be Hebrew. It might be Ephesians. It might be Corinthians. You know, it might be the book of James. Or it might be the book of John. But ask them what Bible, what book of the Bible do he want you to read for the rest of this year.
Okay.
You know, ask him, Father, what book do you want me to study in? What book do you want me to read? And he needs to be a word, because he speaks to us through his word. And it'll be so simple. You probably be in there washing the dishes or riding down the road, and you probably hear the book of, you probably hear Malachi, or you may hear John, or you might hear stuff like that. It's for you to go read.
Mm.
Amen.
Or he can probably give you the names, you know, David. He might give you David. Or he might give you Daniel. And you're going to just pull up Daniel and tell you where you go find, you know. He probably give you the names of people that he wants you to go read about and to be your story. So pay attention to that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
And Father God, I just ask that you speak to her, to your daughter, with your word. And when you speak to her with your word, that she will give a clear understanding. Father God, let wisdom and knowledge and understanding be released on her in this hour. And we break the spirit of confusion. We break any stinking thinking about for her. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We break the spirit of stagnation and limitation off of your daughter. Let it be broken in this hour, and we just loosen from heaven your love and direction, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. We loosen from heaven that she will walk in integrity in this season in the name of Jesus, that she will walk with boldness, and that she will walk with understanding who she is and how you see her as your daughter. Father God, let her, if you want her to read about Ruth, or you want her to read about Esther, or you want her to read show her in your word. Show her in your word in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Well, we thank you. I thank you for calling in.
For praying over me. Exactly what I needed to hear, because that was very, very timely. Very.
We give God a glory.
Amen.
Well, you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you, and same to you.
All right.
God bless.
God bless you. Well, yeah, I thank y'all for being patient with me. I told you I'm in a new area doing blog talk. You know, my son here, and they came in the house. Y'all done heard the dog bark. He's making up all type of noise. So I thank y'all for being patient. I do apologize with the noise, because I'm so used to when I come on blog talk, I'm the total secret place in a total different place. So this just temporary, and but I just thank the Father for speaking tonight. I always say, Lord, I don't want to be saying anything in flesh. I really do want people to see the manifestation of the prayers. I want people to see the manifestation of His hand, His miracle. I just don't want us to be talking about it. I want them to see the miracle. I want them to see what the Father can do for them. I want them to see the change in their life. I want their household to change. I want their spouse to change. That's what's in my heart. I want to see their children change. I want to see their children draw nigh to the Father, draw more to the kingdom of life, the kingdom of truth, the kingdom of His word. I want these children to be risen to be the glory carrier, the true glory carrier, the true remnant, to be of the kingdom of God. I want to see people mind change. I want to see them heal. I want to see people raise up off their sick bed. I want to see people know that we are protected, and God's going to take care of His righteous, is the righteous one, and His children. I want to see those that struggling with drug addiction and alcohol addiction set free. I want to see those that been in the hospital, those that been in the hospital for 6 months that's laying in a coma, those that been in the hospital for a year that's been with things in their body, that tonight they will leave the hospital, tomorrow that they will leave the hospital. They will pick up their bed and walk. I want to see children heal of cancer. I want to see God break the barrier when it comes down to cancer. That cancer is defeated, that we will not hear many people dying in the next season of cancer, but cancer will be defeated, that people will, cancer will be dried up, you know, won't be no remission, they will not come back, that people be healed of kidney failure, heart disease, high blood pressure be gone. Back in the day when Abraham, even after Abraham descended, they didn't hear nothing about diabetes. They didn't hear nothing about arthritis. So if they didn't hear about it, we shouldn't hear about it. We shouldn't be walking with arthritis. We shouldn't be walking with diabetes. And I love pressure. I just believe in this season that there will be no more high blood pressure, no more diabetes, no more arthritis. I just know that Father going to speak to us. Father going to speak to those that's in the medical field, what exactly to do, what food we need to delete out of our household, what food we need to get rid of, what do we need to do for its nutrition to take care of our body, to take care of the temple. I do believe that our children will not be in bondage. They will not be tormented by drugs. I believe that this young generation going to rise up. I believe that the young generation in Chicago is going to be, they're going to rise up to be the mouthpiece for God's kingdom. I believe that there's going to be a ship in Africa. I believe that that ship is going to come, and when I say a ship, that you're going to break everything that needs to be broken. You're going to break the mindset of these men that struggle with identity crisis. I believe that he's going to rearrange the house, household, that he's going to get house back in order with Christ. I do believe, in my heart that the man is going to rise up in the household and he's going to be drawn unto Christ, to draw his standing unto Christ. I believe that we are going to get to that end that's flowing with milk and honey. I believe that those that's supposed to tilt the crown in this hour, in this season, I see a lot of people that are always going to be farmers. They're going to have fruits and vegetables. They're going to be their own farmer, and they ain't going to be able to touch their farm. I believe people are going to buy land that have wells on it, that have water wells. I've been seeing this for a while, and I'm going to claim it for my own family. See people buying land. God has been giving land, that this land that he's going to release to some of us going to have oil on it, wells on it. It's going to be rich with gold. I do see it and I believe it. I've been seeing it for a while that God's going to give land to the righteous. He's going to give the land that he's going to trust, that's going to do right, that's going to feed his sheep. I believe in my heart, I believe that he's going to send those to the four corners of the earth to speak the gospel, to speak the truth. I see children going to the Bahamas. I see some of our children going to Africa. I see some of our children, our grandchildren, going to Canada. I see them even going to Japan. I see this thing. I see them even going over there to China. God is going to send them out. He's going to send them to the brokenhearted. He's going to send them to the one that's wounded. He's going to send it to the ones that, and he's cracked open the ground. Everything that got in front of that ground, God is going to expose it. God is going to set these young women and these children that's been hiding on the island, they've been hiding up under the tunnel, they've been hiding up under the ground. He's about to set them free. You're going to hear in the news that there have been women and children hidden in caves, hidden up under the ground. Oh, you're going to see a big bus with these movie stars, these big rappers and these big artists that have been buying these land, and they've been hiding these children, keeping these children as slaves, keeping them as sex slaves. Don't be surprised when you see this come up in going to close it all. So don't think it's strange. Don't think it's strange. Don't be surprised when you hear about some of your favorite pastors and your bishop. Don't be surprised when you hear about your favorite stars that you watch on TV that they have been involved in this sex traffic, having holding women upon the ground with children. Don't be surprised. I'm telling you, don't be. God is gonna. He's flipping. He's flipping this thing. A lot of people he's already ripped the veil. This thing that you're seeing in the news, the thing that you're seeing with Kirk Franklin, these things that you're about to see with some bishop, these things that you're gonna see with some pastor, don't be surprised. Don't get yourself caught up in it. You pray. Nothing should catch us by surprise. Nothing should catch. Jesus forewarned us that these things was going to happen. Be aware. Be on the watch. Watch what they're going to do. Watch what they're doing. So, Father God, we thank you for the prophetic. We thank you for those that you can trust to show deep secret things. Show what the enemy is really doing behind the scenes. Show the plans of the enemy. Father God, you just ain't revealing the plans of the enemy. You're revealing your plans too. Father God, I thank you. I pray over those that, you know, operate in the prophetic, your prophet, your seer, your watchman, because Father God, it just ain't easy. They are being attacked. Father God, speak the covering. Cover their mind. Give them a peace. Cover them, Father God. Give them the strength. Give them the strength, Father God. Give them your strength to continue to carry on. Continue to be your mouthpiece to speak bold. Give the strength. Strengthen those that's on Fed Grace Network. And I ask that you strengthen those that's going to be prosecuted for your name's sake. Father God, I ask that we not walk in fear, that we would not trip and fall, Father God, that we would have a peace of mind, Father God, that peace will be in our household, peace in the ministry, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for protecting us and protecting our loved ones. And Father God, we thank you for your word. Continue to fill us up with your true word. In Jesus' name. Thank you for calling in. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Pray over. I can't say this. Some of y'all know about some of the dreams I didn't have about these shootings. You know, we sound the alarm months ago, last year, that all these shootings, some of these shootings are planned shootings. They already marked them. They already got the map. They already know what city they're going to hit. They already know what school they're going to hit. They already know what mall they're going to hit. Listen, look at the shooting. Now you see they're going to the fairground shooting. These are planned shootings, y'all. Pray over yourself before you walk out the door. Cover yourself. And pay attention. If you hear that little small voice, don't go. If you hear the small voice saying don't go. If you hear a small voice saying danger, pay attention. If he said don't go to the mall. If he said don't go to the grocery store, don't go. That's why. Do you even want me to go out tonight? Do you even want my children to go over to a football game? Do you even want us to go out of town? You got to pay attention. He's going to show y'all in a dream. Let me share this with y'all. We got a caller. I'm going to get ready to take 951. When I got ready to go onto a new job, Simon, right before I left, I was having a dream. But while I was dreaming, it was like my son, that angel, to whisper in my ear saying, you're going to be out there on the property by yourself. I kept hearing it like somebody was whispering it in my ear. I was dreaming, but somebody was in my ear saying, you're going to be on that property by yourself. When I woke up, I said, somebody was in my ear, which I knew who it was, going to be on that property by yourself. And I called him and asked him, will I be on that property by myself? And I even told him, there's something that God want me to go back and look at. Because he came to me, and I'm telling you, it was in my ear, you're going to be on that property by yourself. So when I got after to the property, I asked God to show me the things that I need to see, and why did he whisper that in my ear? And he did. He would show me things. Y'all got to have that type of relationship. If he do it for me, he'll do it for you. You got to have the type of relationship with him so he can come and wake you up and make you be so sensitive. And see, I don't think a lot of people understand when I say I'm so sensitive my spirit discernment is so sensitive, I can't even lay, I'm telling you, when I got to the place, it was the bedroom, but I was not led to go in that bedroom and lay down in the bed. Some of us is so sensitive to the spirit that you know when you walk into something not right, and you can hear, don't lay in that bed. If you a dreamer, if God deal with you in your dreams, and you he deal with you in vision, you just can't lay your head down anywhere. You really don't need to let people lay in your bed and let people lay on your pillow. You got to protect. You got to be careful. When I came back to my son's house, as soon as I walked in the door, I told him he wasn't here. I said, Jamar, who been up in here? Whoever been up in here, just let him back up in here. See, that's, you got to be connected. Ask God to show you what you need to see. Do you need to go here? Do you need to connect? I promise you, if it's somebody you don't need to connect to, you could be looking right at them and you could see them be trying to right in front of your eye. Or the spirit discernment, you got to know when it's speaking. Don't second guess it. And spirit discernment say, don't eat from that person. Don't eat from that person. I'm telling you, I'm just telling you. And then the enemy be trying to make something wrong with you. No, the Holy Spirit's warning you. That person, don't eat from that person. Watch that person. Get that person up out your house. You got to be obedient and do it. I've been there and done that. Telling you something I know. 95196.
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How you doing?
Good. I guess my phone kept cutting off. It's like, what is going on here?
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm glad. I was listening in, and then I guess it had cut off. I tried to dial back in, but yes, you're speaking truth.
I'm telling you. We got to ask God, ask the Father to show up in the spirit of discernment.
Mm-hmm.
Pray for your spirit of discernment, Lord. Allow me to walk in my spirit of discernment. Open my spirit of discernment. Show up in my spirit of discernment. And when he does it, you're going to know. You're going to know. Some places you're going to go into and you'll be like, you got to get up out that place. Spirit of discernment. You're going to know evil is evil and good is good. That's the discernment. You're going to discern the evil thing. You're going to discern things that are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all righty. Is there anything you want me to pray for you tonight?
You know, I really have my children on my heart. Just you know, you can see the things that they're going through. Just praying that they'll make the right decisions, you know.
And you say your children?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Both of your children's in California, right?
They're
okay.
All three here.
Well, Foster,
yeah, they're all three. They're with me.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. I'm here with my son, and I'm like, oh, I've been by myself for so long, you know. I'm telling you.
Yes.
Oh.
You know, you don't. Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
We thank you, Father God. You know, I pray that, you know, your daughter will give her children to you, that she will release them to you, Father God, completely take her hands off of them, give them back to you because they belong to you. That, you know, that you were just a vessel. You did what you had to do. You know, they will remove all the worry, the anxious, and everything that we feel over our children, because I know we can get that. We can be like that. We want them to do this, but they doing that. That she will completely trust you, Father God, when she pray that she will give it over to you and trust you to where she will have peace and not worry about it. So I pray that she will completely hand them over to you, and she will release them and you do what you need to do in their life. You know the time. You know the hour and the season. Father God, just like we had to do things and do things, so you know it's going to be their testimony, their assignment. And so, Father God, I just pray that they will line up with your will, that they will line up with your will, and they walk in your obedience. They walk in obedience in the name of Jesus. Change their mindset. Reprogram their mind, Father God. Give them a peace of mind. Reset their mind, Father God. Reset their heart. They will love, know how to love you, and then love themselves. And when they know the love of Christ and know how to love you, then they'll know to love everything connected to them, their mom. And Father God, I speak that they will honor. They will honor you, and then they will honor their parents, they mom, Father God, in the name of Jesus, despite what she say, what's going on, but they will have that honor for you so they can honor not only themselves, but they will honor the household in the name of Jesus. Father God, release your broom. You release your broom, destruction, everything that need to be swept, everything that need to be wiped out. Wipe it out, Father God. Wipe it out their life, wipe it out their mind. Father God, break up everything that need to be broken and redo everything that need to be redone. Restore, Father, reset. Restoration, Father God, I speak over her children in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke this bigger amongst each other, division amongst each other, everything they're trying to cause confusion. Because we know the enemy comes and uses the weak link and trying to tear down a household. So, Father God, like I say, you do the breaking and you do the rebuilding in this same life in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
That's true. You know, hey, I get it. These are your daughters. These are your children. You have your way. I know you don't put nothing no more on them that they can't handle. I trust you. And when you do step in, you need to move out the way. Whatever, I know what it needs to take to get them.
Yeah.
He know what he needs to do to get them. We just need to stay out the way. Let God take care of his business. I know it's hard. You know, and I ask the Father to fish your heart. To fish your heart. To fish your heart. So he got it. Trust him. You know what? Somebody told you this before, that you need to start spending time, go on a vacation or something. God wants your joy to come back. Take you a vacation or something.
I need to. not around other family.
Yeah, I ain't talking about that vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like you need a vacation away from that vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Need rest. Yep. Like, okay.
You got a lot. You got a lot on your plate.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot on your plate. That you need to release, enjoy. He wants you to enjoy. He wants you to enjoy life. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be happy.
Amen.
So I don't know if there's some place you want to. Oh, I wish I could go to Hawaii. I want to go here. Okay, tell the Father and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. Let me tell you something. I'm being for real. Y'all know I ain't going to say nothing. I'm telling you. I would say, if I want to go to Hawaii, I'm going to Hawaii. I went to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go to New York. I went to New York. I want to go to Niagara Falls. Went there. I want to go to Florida. Up here's the Florida. I went there. I want to go to Atlanta. Went there. I want to go to Mexico. Went there. I want to go to Dominican Republic. I'm going there.
Amen.
So we hold our own self back.
Mm-hmm.
Father, I want to go there and I travel. I would like to travel. I would like to go see the world. That's what my heart desires. I want you make this big old world, and it's beautiful in certain places that I would like to get a chance to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that too hard for him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go. People travel, but they never get you know, been nowhere. You got to go. You got to get up and do it. Lord, protect me. Send the angel ahead of me before I get there.
Yeah.
So do something.
Yeah, I think that's why I hesitate.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I think that's why I hesitate, because it's like, oh, I don't want to go by myself. I think that's why.
I didn't been places by myself. I done been places by myself.
I think that's why I hold back so much. I'm like, well, I don't want to go by myself.
It's somebody out there that love traveling. You just don't know that person. There's plenty of places I done been by myself. Because if you try to wait on everybody, mm-hmm. you can never go. But ask God to connect you with the person.
Amen. Yes. Okay.
And just go.
Mm-hmm.
You right there in California. You closer to Hawaii. You closer to Mexico. So you got a lot of places on that end if you can travel to.
Mm-hmm. True.
But just do something. Get out. Go to the movie. Do something for yourself. Take your own self out to eat. Love yourself.
That's true, because I don't.
Yeah. Look, I mean, take your own self out to eat. Take yourself to a spin. I didn't win. y'all know I tell y'all the truth. I didn't took for my birthday. One time for my birthday, I got myself up. I wish Sister Ruth was on this phone. I got myself up. Matter of fact, that was last year for my birthday. on my birthday. I think my birthday was doing, my Ashley birthday was doing a week or something like that. I got myself up and took myself to this Zirin steakhouse by myself. I went up in that steakhouse. Baby sat down there bold and pretty. Be careful. Susan Ruth told my mother, Ruth told my, be careful. You know, be careful. If you somebody else do it, you know, and I went up in there, I was bold. I picked myself up. I was bold and pretty. I sat there. Woman came there. She came there, but she was meeting her husband and her son. He was in the military. Mm-hmm. And I was saying, yeah, I decided to get up. I just got up and bumped myself out for my birthday. You know, she said, you here? And you here by yourself for your birthday? And so when it was time for me to, I told the guy to bring me the ticket, you know, to this restaurant, you're going to pay $50 for one person. And I told him to bring me the ticket, and he come with a dessert. And I'm just sitting there waiting on the ticket. And I'm like, did he forget? And so I said, I've been sitting here waiting on the ticket. He said, oh, your food, I already paid for it. The woman next to you had paid for your food and said, happy birthday.
Oh, wow, nice.
I said, what? I said, oh, that was so nice. I said, he said, that was real nice. Sure did. Now, if I was thinking, I want to go to that restaurant for my birthday. Now, if I would have stood there, I'm just saying, but don't do nothing. You see how God blessed somebody, you know, had somebody bless me to pay for my meal. Like I say, it was one of them. It's spent, this is, you're going to pay $50 for one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you treat yourself. Just do it.
You're right, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
So, yeah.
You're right. My days off, I just be at home like, I have a staycation to stay home, to be at home a lot. But, you know, I have plenty to do. I stay busy, so I'm not.
There's many times I didn't went places by myself to treat myself, and people had blessed me. I'm telling you. So, I've been sharing that.
I have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to do it.
And I met, when I do go, you know, for, you know, you ain't never by yourself, the Holy Spirit, the angel with you. When I do go places, and it just means typically, I am meeting somebody. Somebody going to talk to you. Somebody, I mean, you meet. God had blessed me to meet good people, you know,
mm-hmm.
I met good people, you know. I had one year for my birthday, this is when I was going through the divorce, and I was like, okay, this was the second year we were separated, and I was like, every year we went on vacation for our anniversary. And our anniversary was around my birthday, too. We got married November 8th, birthday November the 10th. And so, and here goes people, they looking. You know, people looking. Oh, I wonder if she going to go. They normally go somewhere for the birthday and anniversary. Where she going? They separated. I'm saying that's what people were saying. She separated. I wonder if she going to go somewhere. And they will come up to me and ask, are you going to go in the world? You know, you and your husband. Gonna go anywhere. You know what I told him? I'm sure am. I'm booking your trip. You going somewhere for this? You and your husband ain't together. Y'all separate. You going, y'all, because they told you we went. That's the thing they were saying. Man, y'all can't believe it. Mm-hmm. Y'all used to, the first thing they said, y'all used to take vacation all the time. So they were looking like, oh, she ain't gonna go nowhere. Cause she probably heard and she ain't going nowhere, and they will come and ask me, well, since y'all, you and your husband separate, you ain't gonna go nowhere this year. I told them, yeah, I bet I am. You think I ain't nowhere, babe? I went to the Niagara Falls by myself. I sure did.
Right.
They couldn't believe it. I pushed that hook so quick and fast, and when I went down there, I had a good time. They couldn't believe it. I sure did. And I ain't going to stop me. I ain't trying, you know, yes, I'm hurt. Yes, I'm sad. But I got myself up and took that vacation.
That's good.
I'm telling you, my cousin, at the same time, my cousin was getting married in California. And I was like, man, I got to go to California without my husband. They're going to be asking what happened, where he at. And I was like, oh, man, I feel like I deal with that. And now something just told me, no, you get up and go to California. You said, you know, yeah, you already said you was coming. So I took my grandmama and my aunt with me. My grandmama sure did. Yeah. And it's just a blessing because my grandmama had a chance to see her sister because right after that, the Holy Spirit told me that that was going to be the last time we see her alive. A couple months after that, my grandmama's sister passed. So it turned out good. I bought my grandma.
It worked
my
out
aunt.
Good, yeah.
I brought my grandmama Amy to California. We went to the wedding. I had me a good time. They were asking me where my husband was at. I said he had work, but I had my Amy and my grandmama with me.
Right. Which part of California?
We went to
which part?
I got family all over California, Philly, L.A. I got family all over. What you call it? St. Bruno? St. Bruno.
Where?
What we call it? We got family all over California.
Everywhere. Okay.
When I went to California, went to the beach and everything, and then I left my aunt and my grandmama. I said, I'm going to the beach. And, you know, she would start,
right.
You know, she would start taking care of my grandma and end up leaving them going to the beach. And my cousin said, how did you, we didn't even know that they had a beach like that. How did you find that? I don't be waiting. I have always been that type of venture person, an outside venture person. So, when things go on in your life, it doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Unless you want it to stop.
Yeah, I think this is the first year I did go to the beach. I was like, yeah. I didn't even go this year, but you're right. Maybe it's
that's what I did. They were looking like, they were kind of surprised and tell you, I thank the Father because it's nobody but Him, you know, that kept and that keep your mind at peace. You know, you stuck up in the house, moping, grumping, especially if you're going through a divorce. It ain't going to help.
True.
You know? So, take that into consideration and let God lead the way.
Go ahead. No, I just said you're right. Everything you're saying is right.
Yeah.
Instead of just going to work and coming home.
Yeah. I just pray that God will open a wide range of things for you to enjoy life, to restore your life, to happiness. You know, you're going to feel good about yourself.
Mhm. You're right.
In Jesus' name.
You are correct. Yes.
So you're right. And then you know the weird thing. Sometimes people like I want a husband, but they so stuck up in the house or they not doing things. Then I'm like, you think a husband gonna come knock on your door? You got to get out of it. You got to. Can't just come and just knock on your door.
That's true.
set it up. You are now. You're not fixing yourself.
Gotta be out
up. Now, you know, come on.
That's true. You're right.
Well, there you go.
You are right. You're right. Can't be nobody sitting in the house.
Well, that
is correct.
Is he going to ride up on the horse and knock on your door? I mean, it can happen, but you got to, you know.
We got to go to the door at least. That's funny.
Right.
That's right. But you're right.
You know, I teach that in the class. You know, you talking about you want a husband. You ain't nothing wrong. Fish your little self up. You know, go grocery store. Fish your little. Fish. You know, your little self up a little bit. You know, and then I got. You know, I wore a natural hair. You know, but you know, I know to fish myself up when it's time for me to fish myself up, though.
Right. You say, put on the lipstick and lip gloss and lip hat.
Yeah. And see, I've never been a makeup person. I never would. Anybody know me that we, even my family, we never was a fan that wore makeup. But we'll put a little bit some on every now and then.
Right.
But we not the makeup type of people because we have that natural look and stuff. So. But we will fix our, you know, we'll put a little bit some on. But you know, if I don't wear makeup, my husband gonna know I'm not a makeup type person.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Probably me and my youngest, probably the only one, probably the ones that wear the makeup the most, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my youngest. Everybody, nobody else does. Don't really wear it.
But you know, if you're a makeup type of person, you're going to have, you know, keep your makeup on there. But, you know, I just.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to have it all the time. But
right.
But you're right. You're right. Yeah, you know, you feel better when you do fix up. A lot of times you're just like, oh, I'm just going to run to the store. That's easy when you run into somebody and be like, ooh. I'm just going to run out.
And sometimes that's the time you meet the guy when you look at your
That's head. What I mean. That's when you run into somebody like, ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
So true.
I remember my auntie used to have this mirror in her room. She would sit down and eat in front of the mirror. She told me the reason why she sat down and eat before the in the front of the mirror, it was teaching her how to eat, how to, you know, training her to be healthy, you know, when she go out on a date, how to eat it. I mean, it was, to me, it was the weirdest thing, but she used to do that. She thinks she all that. She eating in front of the mirror, but she told me the reason why.
Training herself.
My auntie, she even told me, she said, my girl, I know we from the country, but I didn't know you that country. I didn't even realize you were wearing no makeup. She told me that one time. She just didn't lie because she wore makeup in the nails. She told my boy, I know we from the country, but I didn't realize you were that country. I didn't know you don't wear no makeup at all.
That's funny.
And she told my put on a little lip gloss or something. She was a trip. But she was kind of telling the truth. But she said, oh, I didn't realize you were that country because I didn't wear no makeup. She told me, you don't wear makeup. So,
that's funny.
You're going to have those types in your family. Well, it's nice talking to you. I think somebody hung up and called back in and put their hands up. So let me get this one call.
Okay. All right. Good talking to you.
Day. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
251229.
Yes, hello, woman of God. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I say you must have been too early. We didn't change. Well, how can we pray for you tonight?
Well, I'm praying for the relationship. Well, family closeness, you know, family salvation. And as well as it's a new job I'm going to be starting, and just wanted to make sure that the Lord, I have provisions from God to do so, and to direct and order my footsteps.
Okay. You know, I prayed over your numbers, even when you didn't, you know, picked up, and some of the stuff that you asking for that I prayed over that early, you might want to go back and listen to that as well. So, Father God, we, you know, come in agreement, Father God, in your will, which your will is already done. Your will is already done. Some things we don't even have to ask for in prayer because it's already done. We just align ourselves up with your will. So, Father God, I just ask that you protect your daughter as she go on this new journey, on this new job assignment, Father God, that you will give her direction, give her understanding that if this is where you want her to be at, in this season, Father God, that she will have peace and she will have rest. And Father God, we thank for the peace and rest in her home, in her body, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for ordering her footsteps, Father God. Lead her to your direction, your plan, and not her plan and her direction, that she will lean not to her understanding, but your understanding and knowledge, your ways that you have for her life and her family. So, Father God, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father.
Well, someone listened to the show from earlier.
It's okay. And also, have you moved or you plan on moving?
Well, that's a good question. I've been thinking about it.
I'm going to ask you to really fast and pray on that, seek God about this.
Okay.
Go on a fast and prayer, seek God. If he tell you to be still, be still. But follow his direction on that.
I'm not really ready to. I said I'm not really ready to as of this moment. I was thinking about it. It's good the Lord brought that across the forefront. I just, you know, was dealing a lot with my sister.
Because I'm saying that I don't know if you would think about moving. I can read it. Wherever you think about moving, it's not in the same city.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. Seek God on it. I say seek God on it. And do what he tells you to do.
Yeah. Do you think it's a wise, are you saying that because maybe it's not a wise move?
I don't like to give people, when it comes down to stuff like that, I don't like to give people direction on there, but sometimes God will speak to us, you know, Holy Spirit will speak to us, but not give us, you know, clear, direct, like, yes, it's a yes or no. He, when that happened, he you to come to him yourself. He'll show us bits, parts. He'll show us parts, bits and pieces. We don't see the full picture unless he's like, no, red flag, no, red flag, be still, you know. Here he wants you to be still and seek him more on that decision. Because I don't know where he was planning on going. I just heard that you're planning on leaving that region, that city.
Yeah, I was planning on doing so, but I want to seek the Lord in everything that I do so I know if I'm making the right choice or not.
Right, and be careful who's telling you things in your ear. That's the reason for the fast and prayer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's amazing that God is.
I'm going to say it again, seek the Father on it.
Seek God on it.
Mm-hmm.
And be careful who you let in your ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of times people be wanting you to move real quick and you know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So if I decide to, I just pray that it'll be in the safe area, but hopefully it won't be nothing.
He'll, if you really listen to him, he'll let you know. If he shouldn't
have
done it, it'll be for your protection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is money involved. People want you to move because of money. You moving? Is they talking about money? I you know, you just gonna have to really pay, you know, seek God about it.
Mhm. That's right.
So, go to him and ask him what do he want. And if you don't hear him, that means be still. When you don't hear him, that means he wants you to just seek him more. And trust him.
And what else?
It could be you can't hear him because you're distracted. It could be several reasons.
Yeah, I was discussing that. Well, my sister and I was talking about something. You know, I brought that to the forefront. But I don't like to be careful who you let in your ear and make sure you seek God without hindrance. So.
Yeah. Just go to the hill.
I'm going to look at the notes and see what I have to say and do anything before I move is to seek his faith.
Right. Yep.
Well, I thank you for praying with, and continue to, if you would, please, continue to keep my daughter in prayer.
Sure.
She's been kind of, I guess she was sick in a way, but.
You say it again?
She's been kind of sick in a way.
Sick?
Uh-huh.
We just speak healing of her body, that she will be touched on the inside emotion. You know, a lot of things, trauma, a lot of things that we deal with, it'll cause the sickness to come on the inside. It'll manifest on the inside. So we just speak that the healing and living will take place in her life from any trauma, any emotion, that the Father will touch her body, that the Father will heal her, And I thank the Father for protecting her. And I ask the Father to cut every ungodly soul tie, every ungodly relationship, anyone that don't need to be a part of her life, that he will remove them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you that you go ahead of her to protect her. Father God, keep her protected, you know, keep her covered in the name of Jesus.
Well, Father God, I thank you. Go ahead,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm just going to say, Father God, I thank you for Prophetess Deshaun tonight, and I thank you for the words that she has given, not only to me, but to others, Father God, and continue to bless her and the PGM ministry, especially Prophet Randy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, we're going to go ahead and thank y'all for calling in. Thank y'all for y'all prayers. Keep everyone on Blog Talk, you know, PGN and prayers. Pray for the leaders. Pray for the children. And we just thank God. I ask him to fill me back up. I thank him for covering. I ask him that he fill me up with his word, revelation, deep secret. You know, I just thank the Father for protecting us and out in this season. Remember Jeremiah 29:11, that God knows the plan that he has for your life and what he did in the good and not the evil, so we can have that inspected in. Remember to stand on his word. Whatever word you're going to stand on in this hour, get a Bible verse and stand on it until you have it tied around thy neck and tied around, you know, in your heart. Sometimes you got to write it down and put it in your purse, put it in your pocket, and continue to repeat these words. If it's peace, read stuff about peace. If it's healing, read things about healing. If it's deliverance, read about deliverance. If it's like you need a breakthrough, read about breakthrough. If it's like wisdom, read about wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If it's if you want a closer walk with God, start reading about the closer walk with God. Whatever it is, get in his word and read it. Meditate on it. Get it in your own inside and keep doing it. I don't care. You got to keep using the same Bible verse. When you get that down, you go to the next one. Read. Let it play even when you sleep. Let it play while you taking a shower, bath, cleaning up. Get the word in your household. Get the word. We got to stand on the word in this hour. We got to stand on the word. We got to use the word in, you know, in our situation. When you, and be careful with the words that you speak over at your mouth. If you saying I'm tired, guess what? You're gonna be tired all the time. Rebuke it immediately. Rebuke some of the words that you say over your own self. Start replacing these words. Lord, thank you for your strength. I had to do that. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for being my strong power. I thank you because my strength comes from you. I thank you for being my sheep. I thank you, Father God, for covering me. I thank you for shedding those doors. I thank you for turning the situation around. Start thinking, oh, Lord, give me strength. Send my help, Lord. Send my help. Send my help. Release my help. You know, start speaking the word over your house. Speak it over your house. Change the atmosphere about the words that you say out your mouth. Speak his word. Speak his word. Keep speaking it. And if you can't remember the word, start over. Get a Bible. Have a Bible in your room. Have a Bible in the kitchen. Wherever you can. And you know, oh, I need something, open the Bible. Just open it. And whatever you open it at, read it. Sometimes you'll open exactly to the Bible verse that you need. Ask him to guide you, to lead you. Create you a clean heart and a right spirit. That you have a peace of mind. Speak that over yourself. Today, I'm going to have a good day. I'm going to have a peaceful day. I'm going to feel the love of Christ. I'm going to change this atmosphere with the love of Christ. Come on, y'all, speak the word, stand on the word. God bless y'all. Y'all have a great weekend. Remember to pray over yourself before you leave the house. Sometimes ask God, do you even want me to do this? Do you want me to go there? Do you want me to be connected? Do you even want me to go here? Ask him. And then he might say yes and he might say no. You know, if he say no, let his no be no. Thank you, Father, for your no. Thank you. Thank you for your no. Because you know what's good for me. Ask him. Because when I thought something was good, I went back and asked him, do you even want me to be here? I heard no twice. I heard no. And his no is no. You're going to know his no. Because when you know his no, you're going to come with that bad news. That was going to be shit. It might hurt, but pick yourself up and thank God. You was protecting me. You was keeping me from something. Thank you. And keep it moving. That's all thing you can do is keep it moving. Amen. God bless y'all. Y'all have a blessed weekend. I believe Karma will be on. Sister Karma will be on tomorrow. And I know who will be on Sunday, but somebody's always on Prophetic Grace Network Monday through Sunday. Keep us in your prayer. Keep our family in your prayer. God bless you. Give the honor to the Father. Always honor him. Honor him. In Jesus' name.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, yeah.
Lord,
deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt.
overthinking. If you're listening out there, just repeat after me if you're struggling with your past and say, let the Lord know. Just say, oh. He wants to restore your soul. Just say, hey, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. Break it on down. So it is. It is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.